Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Today, we're talking dirt. Or more accurately, we're talking soil. I know that there's a difference between the two because my sister, a professional garden designer, tells me so. She also told my nephew's fifth-grade science teacher this when the kids were assigned a project on dirt. In her rather miffed response, she explained that dirt, apparently a four-letter word to a gardener, was, as she put it, a pile of rubble at a construction site. Soil, on the other hand, was life itself, a veritable wild kingdom where you can find more life concentrated in the 3 inches below the surface than anywhere in the world above the soil. Earthworms, springtails, and mites slither through the air spaces in the soil, while bacteria, nematodes, and fungi cavort in the water film. This microbial playground is, or can be when the soil is healthy, a paradise on earth, or of earth. To get the scoop on soil, I consulted a dictionary, which defined the word in several ways, the last of which was any place or condition providing the opportunity for growth or development. It is that definition that is perhaps most meaningful to soil scientists. It is from the soil that our food is grown and on which we depend for a variety of products. But while scientists celebrate the potential for productivity in our soil, they also fear a looming slow-motion disaster that puts our soil in peril. The U.S. National Committee for Soil Science at the National Academies provides leadership in the advancement of soil science, both nationally and internationally. As part of their mission, they identify emerging needs and opportunities for soil science, they provide innovative solutions to solve soil problems, and they promote soil science education to provide a sustainable pool of expertise. The committee also works with partners to promote the public understanding of the critical role that soil plays in society and the environment. In 2005, they convened a workshop of experts in soil science to address the emerging research opportunities. More recently, the National Committee for Soil Science teamed up with the Soil Science Society of America and the International Union of Soil Sciences to co-sponsor a symposium that celebrates the opening of the Smithsonian Institution's new exhibit, Dig It, The Secrets of Soil. It's exhibits like this that is raising our collective consciousness about the importance of what has been referred to as Earth's living skin, and what Science magazine has called our final frontier. Although historically soil science has been strongly linked to agriculture, it's finding new applications in diverse fields of science, such as global climate change, water quality, and general land use practices that go far beyond agriculture. Soil science is intrinsically interdisciplinary. There are physicists, biologists, chemists, geologists, all of whom specialize in soil. I was able to talk with soil scientist Dr. Sally Brown from the University of Washington, who was able to provide me, if my sister will permit, the dirt on soil.
One of the things that's happening now that's really exciting is you're getting very, very sophisticated tools to let you understand soils on a level that wasn't possible 30 years ago. So you're getting to need expertise in even a wider and broader range. What these tools have let us see is the interconnectivity between the soil chemist and the soil microbiologist. So the reactions that come and happen in a soil are not isolated chemical reactions. They're facilitated by a range of living organisms, and only now are we starting to get the hint of what's going on and the potential to try and figure out exactly who's doing what and how things can be quantified, really quantified, so we can understand the processes in a real-world sense instead of just trying to model a reaction.
This interconnectivity of soil science is reflected in the soil itself. A complex web of different processes occurring within soil are inextricably linked to water quantity and quality, are important in the exchange of atmospheric gases, and are central to the biogeochemical cycles of the nutrients and carbon that sustain life. Soil supports the richest biodiversity on Earth, and functions as a filter for inorganic and organic contaminants, as well as pathogenic microorganisms and viruses. By all metrics, soil is an undervalued and underappreciated natural resource. But as Dr. Brown points out, this may be changing.
Soils are potentially in a time of opportunity. We're starting to recognize how much we depend on soils as we're asking more and more of them. We're recognizing that soils grow our food, and soils as such are really the basis for civilization.
Population pressure and associated changes in land use place an increasingly high burden on the global soil resource. In some areas of the Earth, we have approached irreversible soil conditions that threaten the existence of future generations. But there can be lessons learned from the past to inform our future, if we pay sufficient attention.
Soils have an essential role at this point in time and can meet that role if we start understanding that we need to take care of soils in the same way we need to take care of ourselves.
And these lessons are clearly important to our future. Throughout history, the quality of the soil resource has been linked to the rise and fall of world civilizations.
A lot of these lessons we learned in the U.S. after the Dust Bowl. The Dust Bowl was our big eye-opening event that showed us how mismanagement of soils could lead to catastrophic results. And with that Dust Bowl came the big expansion of the Extension Service, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, and you had a lot of education and experiments and programs to promote things that help the soil stay in place and help the soil stay healthy. In continents such as Africa, you're only starting in very small areas to have that kind of educational materials available. So you have big pressures on soil to provide foods. You don't have the resources for synthetic fertilizers that were so key here in the U.S. You don't have that knowledge on how to manage soils.
Soils are an immense and valuable natural resource. Without soil, life on land would not exist as we know it. The soils under our feet are a vast reservoir for life and play a part in almost every aspect of human existence: food, housing, clothing, medicine, ecosystems, and much more.
What's really fascinating to see is the seeds of these great civilizations were all in these fertile areas. And things are going great in the civilization, and art, poetry, architecture, all these wonderful things happen. But over time, as the soils lose productivity in the civilization, as the civilization is no longer effectively feeding itself with sufficient surpluses to feed these artists and to feed these scientists, you see the decline of the civilization. This doesn't happen in a year. It happens gradually over time. But we have a lot of the tools that we need to fix the problems. It's just a question of implementing these tools on a larger scale. Disaster can be slow in coming. It can also be fast in coming, as it was with the Dust Bowl. So it can go either way. Soil is alive. It's sand, silt, clay. It's different mineral fractions, but there's a world of different organisms living there, from earthworms to amoebas to microbes to a range of things. If we start treating soil as a living thing that needs to be taken care of, not only can we avert a disaster, we can have a very beneficial, long-lasting friendship.
So the next time you're out for a walk or puttering in the garden, dig in, perhaps literally, and enjoy. But never, no matter what you do, refer to all that glorious soil as dirt.
This is one of the pet peeves of a soil scientist, is you never call soil dirt.
Looks like the soil scientist and the garden designer are on the same page. The U.S. National Committee for Soil Science represents the interests of the U.S. soil science community in the International Union of Soil Sciences, a scientific union member of the International Council for Science. To learn more about the committee and its work, or about the July 18th Symposium on Soil, you may visit them online at nationalacademies.org. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.